You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Well, today South African Airways opened its ticket system to prepare for its takeoff again next month. The SAA will start flying again on the 23rd of September after 15 months of being grounded due to the lockdown and also the business rescue process. But we have the SAA interim CEO, Thomas Kgokolo, on the line with us. Thomas, thanks so much for giving us your time. I'm just wondering if you've been keeping track of sales today as you reopened to the market again.
Good evening, ma'am, and good evening to your listeners and the loyal customers of SAA. I've just been busy in board meetings, and as you can imagine, there's a lot of things that we still need to put together.
Yeah.
So I've not really had an opportunity to track the sales, but possibly I'll be doing toward the end of this week.
No, I just thought out of interest, as you know, everyone has heard the news and is digesting the news that SAA is back, but you are coming back at a very difficult time for the economy, as you've just said. I mean, the fight against the pandemic is still going on. You even possibly have a higher cost base if you look at what the current oil price is doing. So what is the short-term outlook for the business looking like?
Thank you for the question. I agree with you that we're coming back at a difficult time. That's why you will see that we've put in a thought process in terms of the route that we would like to use going forward. We are lean domestically, as you see that we are doing Cape Town and Johannesburg. We have looked at data and we have looked at demand in the market, and we are comfortable that at this stage Cape Town is the best out of all the routes that we see in South Africa. Hence, you'll see that we're not doing Durban and other cities within the country. What we then did, we then went into the region as well and considered things like, you know, the COVID vaccination rate in some of these countries. We also looked at the load factors during COVID, during lockdowns, and up until to date. And that's why you'll see that we want to explore markets such as Maputo, Harare, because we have seen the numbers that are not bad as well. More importantly, we looked at the competition landscape, and we found that in the region, there's not a lot of players, of course, because of the challenges the market poses, and we've got a better chance of competing in that particular space as well. Mm-hmm. So we're quite comfortable that at least these particular routes gives us an opportunity to re-enter the market with optimism, but also being very cautious because the situation is quite volatile and extremely uncertain.
Mm, it's quite interesting that Nigeria is not on your immediate list of go-to places, but when you talk about competition, it looks like quite a number of players are interested in the opportunity on the continent, Thomas. I mean, Qatar is expanding its presence here, as is Emirates, although I do understand you have a co-chair with them. How are you essentially planning to stand out in terms of competition?
Fantastic. Actually, I was surprised when the team modeled the route that we are going to start with that Nigeria didn't make it. And I think it's with regard to lockdown restrictions and the demand capacity there, not really featuring on our top five routes that we selected. In terms of our approach into the market, it's as follows. We are going to put pricing in the market that is very clear and simple to understand. What we'll also do as well, we are going to improve on customer service to ensure that the level of excellence that we have been known to be delivering, we will excel better on those. Thirdly as well, what we want to do, we want to do more consolidation and collaboration. So the likes of Emirates that we've got co-share with, we want to continue those particular partnerships. As you can imagine that in this current uncertain times, sometimes it's better to collaborate. So we're looking at collaborating as well. What we'll also do as well from a Voyager offering point of view, we've got some exciting, you know, offerings there as well, so that those loyal members of ours that have been part of the Voyager program can get some benefits out of that as well. Mm. But in the longer term, what we'll do is that we'll reconfigure our fleet and make sure that it can match the value proposition that we will be bringing to the market. And at this stage, that is basically how we are going to compete in the market and will improve as the market opens up.
And are you coming back as a profitable airline, or how long is the road to profitability in your forecasts?
Of course, I think one of the challenges is that the out of the business rescue process, we were in care maintenance, and during that care maintenance, we incurred some costs. So we are already on the back foot in terms of profitability. But what we did, we made sure that the routes that we select, at least during this abnormal time, they cover their own operational costs, so they don't bring losses into the balance sheet. So we're quite comfortable that if the market plays out the way it's playing out now, we'll at least have routes that allow us to be active while making sure that our contribution margins are not eroded by that. But I think for us to start predicting when we'll be profitable, we have to say that the market needs to open up in totality where international travel is now functional. And we hope that in the next 12 months we can see that as nations start vaccinating, and then that will then start being able to model a better, much more informed profitability figures than where we are now.
So will you need assistance from your major shareholder presently, being the government, or is the current deal on the table that you're deliberating over with your new equity partner something that will prevent possible bailout by the taxpayer for SAA?
Yeah, our expectation is that the business went out of business with the intention to restart it. And with that intention to restart, the goal was that going forward, a strategic equity partner will come in, bring resources such as finance and also technical competency as well. The government has made it clear that there won't be money going forward to recapitalize SAA. So our understanding is that, yes, indeed, the strategic equity partner will then come on board and assist us with really making sure that the airline is sustainable going forward.
And where is that process with Takatsu?
The good question. They actually issued a statement today to indicate that they are now in a state where they are looking at the sale purchase agreement. So on our side, we've really done well in supporting the due diligence, and now I think it's just a matter of them looking at the sale purchase agreement, and of course the DPE is handling this process, and they'll be responsible for issuing communication on further development in that regard.
And any idea of how long that might all take?
I don't have an idea, but all I know is that some of these things can be complex, and we have to be patient. We have done a lot of work so far, and I think it's just a couple of yards to cover.
Okay, and what can you tell us about Mango and its business rescue process and how your relationship with the workers there is, given that they took you to court?
Of course, I mean, it's been a very difficult relationship with the workers, and you can appreciate the frustration from the workers for not being paid. But I think we have covered some ground in terms of having the BRP being on board, and the BRP has really bridged that gap by consulting with the workers, consulting with the creditors, and basically the company is under the care of the BRP, and then he will communicate in terms of the way forward around salaries, around creditors, and also around the business plan going forward of Mango.
Just on the issue of payment of your workers, is it who has been paid and who hasn't been paid? Or perhaps maybe more specifically put, have the pilots of SAA and Mango both been paid, or have or has that not been the case?
Yeah, we must be very careful when we look at these two entities. They are two separate entities with two separate governance processes. SAA has been paying their employees. And on the side of Mango, because it's a separate entity that is also funded differently, of course, what we found is that Mango started having cash problems, and for those particular months that have been placed in the press that employees have not been paid. So we must always treat them separately from a governance perspective, of course.
Okay. Thomas, thanks so much for your time, sir. That was Thomas Kgokola, the interim CEO at SAA.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.